From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. And welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little and yet for you too. And today, if you want to win the Super Bowl, you better get yourself a super quarterback too. Tom Brady just won his seventh Super Bowl contest on Sunday as Tampa Bay mauled the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9. On the losing side, Patrick Mahomes led Kansas City to the championship game though for the second straight year, and he's now 1-1 in NFL's annual finale. In 55 Super Bowl games, the vast majority of winning teams have featured elite quarterbacks who are gifted with both physical abilities and on-field leadership skills. Throughout this year's NFL playoffs, the majority of teams who participated in the postseason have featured top-caliber quarterbacks leading their offenses. In addition to Brady and Mahomes, there was an NFL MVP in Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay, Hall of Famer-to-be Drew Brees in New Orleans, Russell Wilson in Seattle, Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, and young talented quarterbacks such as Josh Allen of Buffalo, Baker Mayfield of Cleveland, and Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Now down at the bottom of the NFL team rankings, most of those teams started a quarterback whose performance rating was significantly lower than the quarterbacks of the top teams. That makes sense. The lone exception this year, though, was Houston's Deshaun Watson. Despite the Texans' pitiful 4-12 record, Watson's personal stats were good enough to earn him the number 2 overall quarterback rating, or QBR, based on passing, rushing, and how the quarterback's play contributes to winning. His 112.4 QBR trailed only Green Bay's 13-3 quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, who had a league-leading 121.5 QBR. Now, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that a guy like Deshaun Watson, who was ranked number 2 in QBR when the team finished near the bottom of the league standings at 4-12. I think it's important for the team's overall record to be factored, obviously. So that's just what I did. I put together an equal rating for the team's win-loss percentage, along with the quarterback's personal performance rating to see who the best are in the NFL. I'll call it the SwampSwami.com NFL Quarterback Happiness Ratings. As of the end of the 2020 regular season, I have them posted at SwampSwami.com. You should read these. Now, how does it work? The team with the best overall record in the NFL regular season this year was Kansas City at 14-2. I gave them a number 1 team ranking. Now, the starting quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, was given a QBR rating by the NFL of 108.3. That earned him number 3 in the NFL this year on that rating. So your SwampSwami.com quarterback happiness rating gives Mahomes a total of 1 for his team being best, plus 3 for his personal rating, equals 4 quarterback happiness points. Now, at the bottom of the rankings, the number 31 team out of 32 NFL teams this year on record was the New York Jets. Unfortunately, their starting quarterback, Sam Darnold, finished with the worst QBR rating for starting quarterbacks at 72.7. The total of 31 points for his team's lousy record and 32 for his personal lousy rating gave him 63 points in my quarterback happiness rating system. Darnold's time as starting quarterback for the New York Jets should be considered shaky at best. Now let's give the SwampSwami.com quarterback happiness ratings a letter grade, just like you'd get in school, so we can see where your team's needs are going to be in the offseason. With 32 NFL teams, we'll give an A to the top 8 teams, a B to the next 8, a C to the next quarter, and a generous D to the final 8 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, giving an F does sound pretty poor. So we'll stick with A through D. The A-grade quarterbacks this year were Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs, Aaron Rodgers with the Packers, Josh Allen with the Bills came in 3rd, Drew Brees with the Saints was number 4. Russell Wilson with Seattle, 5. Number 6 was Ryan Tannehill with the Titans. Lamar Jackson with the Ravens was 7th, and some guy named Tom Brady with the Buccaneers finished number 8 and got, yes, an A rating. All of those quarterbacks played on teams which won 11 or more games during the regular season. Only Lamar Jackson's QBR rating of number 11 was outside of the top 10 in that category too. Now, the B-level quarterbacks in the NFL this year, are you ready? Phillip Rivers with the Colts, Ben Roethlisberger with the Steelers, Baker Mayfield with the Cleveland Browns, Derek Carr with the Raiders, Kirk Cousins at the Vikings, Justin Herbert, a rookie with the Chargers, Kyler Murray with the Cardinals, and Deshaun Watson with the Houston Texans. Once again, Watson's high QBR rating, number 2 overall, moved him up into that group in my ratings. Now, if you didn't hear or see your favorite quarterback in the top 2 groups, your favorite football team in the NFL probably had a lousy year, and or your starting quarterback faltered this year as well. Only Jared Goff, Los Angeles Rams quarterback of this year, and the oft-injured Alex Smith with Washington started at quarterback for a playoff team this year, which did not make my top 16. After the Rams shipped off Jared Goff to Detroit just a few weeks ago for Matthew Stafford, it's obvious that the Los Angeles Rams did not believe that Goff was likely to improve with the team next year. Now, if you're a fan of the Indianapolis Colts and New Orleans Saints, you have a big question mark at quarterback coming up soon. With Phillip Rivers already making his announcement of retirement from the Colts, and Drew Brees expected to retire soon from the Saints, those two football teams, which were playoff teams this year, have the most to lose in the coming season. The biggest positive rookie rating this year was Justin Herbert with the Chargers, who earned a solid B rating in my quarterback happiness system. Though he was passed over by teams which selected Joe Burrow of the Bengals and Tua Tagovailoa of the Dolphins, Herbert quickly earned the starting job on his team and passed for over 4,300 yards and 31 touchdowns in 2020. The Pittsburgh Steelers finished the season with the number 5 overall regular season record, but Ben Roethlisberger had an NFL QBR rating which rated him as number 18 overall. Either Big Ben improves next year, or he might find himself replaced soon. And the same goes for the New England Patriots. It's bad enough for the Patriots fans to watch Tom Brady winning another Super Bowl for Tampa Bay on Sunday. The team's replacement quarterback, Cam Newton, was downright horrible this year, and he finished as the number 27 ranked starting quarterback out of 32 NFL teams.
Sell, sell, sell!
Teams like the Denver Broncos with Drew Locke and Philadelphia with Carson Wentz are reportedly on the lookout for a change at the helm in the offseason via trades or draft picks. My SwampSwami.com quarterback happiness rating showed that both teams were near the bottom with low D ratings. The moral of this story is obvious. If your team wants to have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl trophy like Tom Brady did last Sunday, a top-flight quarterback is a leading indicator that your team is on the right track. Unless you're the Houston Texans, that is, they still look hopeless to me. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
George, George, George of the Jungle, friend to you and me.